Brothers and sisters.
兄弟姐妹们早安。
So we're 10 days away from Christmas.
离圣诞节还有十天。
And our passage for today is Deuteronomy.
今天的经文是在那个生命记。
Not the most obvious passage for Advent, but so the passage today is Deuteronomy chapter 25 verses 5 to 19. I'll read in English, and if you're reading in Chinese, I think you can look at the PowerPoint.So from verse 5, Deuteronomy chapter 25, verse 5. If brothers are living together and one of them dies without a son, his widow must not marry outside the family. Her husband's brother shall take her and marry her and fulfill the duty of a brother-in-law to her. The first son she bears shall carry on the name of the dead brother so that his name will not be blotted out from Israel. However, if a man does not want to marry his brother's wife,She shall go to the elders at the town gate and say, My husband's brother refuses to carry on his brother's name in Israel. He will not fulfill the duty of a brother-in-law to me. Then the elders of his town shall summon him and talk to him. If he persists in saying, I do not want to marry her, his brother's widow shall go up to him in the presence of the elders, take off one of his sandals, spit in his face and say, This is what is done to the man who will not build up his brother's family line.That man's line shall be known in Israel as the family of the unsandaled. Verse 11, if two men are fighting and the wife of one of them comes to rescue her husband from his assailant, and she reaches out and seizes him by his private parts, you shall cut off her hand. Show her no pity. Verse 13, do not have two differing weights in your bag, one heavy, one light. Do not have two differing measures in your house, one large, one small.You must have accurate and honest weights and measures so that you may live long in the land your Lord your God is giving you. For the Lord your God detests anyone who does these things, anyone who deals dishonestly. Verse 17, remember what the Amalekites did to you along the way when you came out of Egypt. When you were weary and worn out, they met you on your journey and cut off all who were lagging behind. They had no fear of God.When the Lord your God gives you rest from all the enemies around you in the land he is giving you to possess as an inheritance, you shall blot out the memory of Amalek from under heaven. Do not forget. So I did say this is not the most obvious passage to look at when we're 10 days before Christmas. The title of today's sermon is An Issue of Duty, A Matter of Love.
今天早上的讲题是
Duty and love.
责任和那个爱。
So, the first part of the passage that we just read just now, if you were listening, was about your duty as a brother-in-law.
是刚才我们听到那个经节是关于你的作为那个兄弟的那个责任。
What would you do for your brother or sister?
你会帮你的兄弟姐妹做什么呢？
Would you help them with their work? Would you take care of their pets while they're away for holidays?
你会帮助在工作上帮助他们吗？还是在他们不在的时候照顾他的宠物？
Maybe.
可能吗？ Yeah.
What would you do for your brother if he's no longer around for good?
你又会为你那些过世的那个兄弟做些什么呢？
Would you look after his wife?
你会帮忙他照顾他的遗孀吗？
Would you look after his house?
会帮忙他照顾他的物质吗？
Would you marry his widow?
你会娶那个寡妇吗？
So today's passage gives new meaning for us to the phrase the duties of a brother-in-law.
今天的经文给了那个旧职的责任一个全新的意思。
If the thought of marrying your brother's wives is a little disturbing, then let's continue on to see why there's such an instruction in the Bible.
如果娶嫂嫂这个概念让你感到不安的话，就让我们来继续探讨神在那个圣经里面的这个指示是要说些什么。
Today's passage has a few sections and all are in the same tradition of Deuteronomy where they tell us what the Israelites should be doing or should not be doing.
今天的经文分了几个部分，都是用那个生命记一贯的作风来告诉我们什么该做，什么不该做。
So the first part is where it says that if you all live together as a household and brother A dies without a male heir.
第一部分说到如果大家在一个大家庭里一起生活，那个兄弟 A 兄弟甲过世后没有孩子。
Then brother B has to marry the widow that he's left behind.
兄弟乙就得娶那个兄弟 A 的那个遗孀。
Hopefully to have children with her, male heirs.
希望能够和他有一个孩子，成为他的继承人。
And these male heirs would then bear the name of the deceased brother.
他就是承续那个兄弟过世兄弟的名字。
So that the child would then inherit everything that the dead brother would have gotten.
就能够承续他那个过世的兄弟所的一切。
Although it sounds a bit odd to us today, it was actually an established practice back then.
今天对我们来说有点奇怪，但是在那个时候是相当普遍的。
It was so established that there's a Hebrew word, wakam or wabam, which actually means that it means to perform the duty of a brother-in-law, of a husband's brother to her.
它是这么的普遍的，到在希伯来有一个词叫wabam，意思就是说对履行那个舅子的责任。
And in English, it's also sometimes called levirate marriages.
也叫做娶寡妇少婚。
So it's not because of the tribe of Levi, but because in Latin, levir, L-E-V-I-R, means brother-in-law.
也不是因为利未支派，是因为拉丁字 levir 是指舅子或丈夫的兄弟。
There are a lot of other places where we see this practice in the Bible.
在圣经其他地方我们也看到这个做法。
So in Genesis, Judah's elder son Er dies, and Judah then tells his other son to marry the widow left behind, whose name was Tamar.
在创世纪，犹大的长子尔过世，犹大要另一个儿子俄南娶她。
And when Omar dies, he again tells Tamar, "Wait, don't go away. Why don't you wait for my other son to grow up and meanwhile live in my household?"
当俄南过世的时候，犹大要他玛等他儿子示拉长大，叫他继续留在他家里。
We also see a variant of this in the book of Ruth.
在路德记里，我们也看到类似的东西。
Where Boaz marries his close relative Ruth in order to raise up children for the dead husband.
我们看到波阿斯娶了近亲路德，是为了要路德死去的丈夫替路德死去的丈夫帮孩子养大。
Unless you think this was very, very long ago, even in the New Testament, the practice still endured.
在新约里，这个做法也是有的。
There was a time when the Sadducees asked Jesus about this same law in Matthew.
撒都该人曾经问耶稣关于这个律法。
It was a trick question, so we won't go into it now, but it was mentioned.
这是一个要考耶稣的问题。
Okay. So what was the reason for this wabam custom then?
这个瓦邦的用意是什么呢？
So one important point was to using the words of Ruth, it was meant to perpetuate the name of the dead through his inheritance.
在引用路德记里的话，就是好在死人的产业上存留他的名。
So that his name would not be cut out. Because back then, inheritance wasn't in money as we think of now, gold or bank accounts, but it was in terms of land.
在当时产业不是那个金钱，而是土地。
And land has to be under somebody's name. It could not be under a woman's name.
在当时土地必须是在某些人的名下，而不可以在是一个妇女的名下。
When Canaan was taken over, the land of Israel was allocated according to the tribes, the household, and specifically the men.
当迦南被接管时，土地被分给各个支派，特别是那些男的。
So if you were married off as a woman to somewhere else, then you would go into your husband's household.
如果你被嫁到，你会嫁到丈夫的家庭里。
If you were a widow and then you married outside the family or outside the clan, then a foreigner may get the lands that your deceased husband owned.
如果你是寡妇，你另外再嫁的话，那外人就可能会接管你丈夫的遗产。
If it sounds all very practical and a bit mercenary, well, I think maybe it was.
这个是很实际，但是很实际的。
That's right. Another aspect, if you want to look at it a bit more nicely, might be that the woman would then be taken care of if the brother-in-law married her.
往好处看，就是另外一方面，那个妇人将会得到照顾。
Because sending her away to a foreign land to marry a foreign man may not be the best idea.
把她送到外地和那些外人在一起，不是最好的方法。
So this levirate marriage, is it an obligation? Could you get out of it?
娶寡少的婚姻是必要的吗？
So let's say it's you, you're the guy. Can you say, no, I don't want to marry my dead brother's widow?
如果你是那个人，你可以说你不要娶你的寡少吗？
I just don't want to do it, it's too onerous.
我就是不要做，太繁重了。
The technical answer is yes, you can not go through with it. You can release the widow from the obligation.
技术上来说，你可以不要这样做，你可以用一个叫做开拓礼来解放。
That's right. So the phrase is you release the widow from the obligation, and there's a technical procedure called the haliza for this.
那个程序叫做开拓礼。
That's right. And it's such an important procedure that if you go to the Talmud, the Jewish writings explaining the law, there are many lengthy provisions on how to do this.
在犹太法典里有好多地方都详细的说明到如何去做。
So in our passage, it says that you would to be released from this duty, you go to the elder. The widow can actually go to the elders, and then the elders will come and ask you. They'll pressure you. Are you sure? Do you not want to do your brotherly duty?
在我们的那个经文里，我们那个寡妇可以到那个长老那里。
And then the widow, verse 9, could actually remove the sandal from his foot. So from your foot, you don't want to do it, take the sandal from your foot and spit in your face.
那寡妇就可以脱了你的鞋子，然后吐口水在你脸上。
Yeah. So this is a matter of great public shame. This is all done in front of the elders and in a public place.
这是摩大拉公开的羞辱。
So it's such a big deal that in the Talmud, there are provisions including what kind of shoe is appropriate for this procedure, how one removes the shoe, etc., etc.
在犹太法典里有非常详细的说明到能用什么样的 鞋子和如何脱鞋的方法。
Yeah, I put on the slide a picture that I found regarding the appropriate type of shoe.
你可以看那个 PowerPoint 那个适当的鞋子。
So that's for the man's part. Now, as the woman, if you were the widow, would you be able to get out of it?
那个是男的方面。如果你是寡妇呢？你能够解脱吗？
The answer is no. You don't really have a choice in it.
答案是没办法。
It's the man's choice whether he wants to release you or not.
是决定权在于那个男的身上。
And this underlies the reason behind the rule. It's not what you wish, it is for offspring inheritance.
这个是主要是牵涉到那个下一代的关系。
So the next part of the passage hints at how important offsprings are.
下一部分说到下一代的重要性。
Although you may not think it's very relevant to you,
你可能会觉得对你来说不是很没有什么关系。
Because it says that if a woman tries to help her husband fight by grabbing the private parts of his assailant.
因为他说到，如果一个妇人要救她丈夫脱离那打她丈夫之人的手。
And that might not be something most ladies here would do frequently.
在场这边的
女
士们应该不会常常这样做吧。
Who knows? So the prescribed punishment is losing your hand. That's mutilation, and that's very extreme, very rare.
就是要砍断那个妇人的手。
Just for helping your husband, well.
就为了救他丈夫。Yeah.
So the commentators explain this by saying it's because procreation and male heirs are so important that you should not be allowed to attack a man in this way.
因为传宗接代是非常重要的，所以你不允许这样子的攻击那个男的。
Okay. So that's the first two parts of the passage. The next two parts are fairly simple. It talks verse 13 about being honest, not using dishonest scales, not cheating.
下来两部分说到必须要诚实，不要用那个调整过的表来欺骗。
And the very last part talks about not forgetting the enemies such as the Amalekites who seek to destroy Israel always.
最后一部分说到那个亚玛利人游牧民族那个以色列的敌人，在以色列人过红海的时候，他们攻击他们。
Okay, so let's pause a while to look at what we've just considered.
我们稍停一下，回顾一下。
What do you think of these obligations?
你如何看待这些义务呢?
Some of them seem easy enough. You say, of course, I will be honest. I won't cheat people.
有些事物很容易，我当然不会欺骗别人。
Some seem irrelevant, as aforementioned, grabbing people's bits and bobs.
有些看起来没有关系，就好像抓别人的下体。
But the levirate marriages, what's up with that?
但娶寡妇的婚姻是什么来的呢?
Well, luckily now, under the New Covenant, the New Testament tells us that the levirate marriage is no longer an obligation.
好消息是娶寡妇不再是一种义务。
We're told that a widow can marry whoever she wishes in the Lord.
我们根据圣经知道，寡妇可以自由随意再嫁。
And that's in 1 Corinthians.
在哥林多前书里。
Yet we still read this passage to consider what lessons we can draw from it.
我们可以从它看它能，我们能从它吸取什么样的教训
？Yeah. Could I have the next slide, please? Yeah. So because this is the last in our whole series of Deuteronomy, it might be good to just recap what we know about the law.
这是我们在《申命记》的最后一个讲道。
Yes.
或许我们应该检讨一下。
So after months and months of Deuteronomy.
经过这么多个月的《申命记》。
The Deuteronomy rules actually make up part of something called the Mosaic Law.
生命记里的条规其实是摩西律法的一部分。
We think of the Ten Commandments as being the most famous, but actually it's all part of the same grouping.
摩西那十诫是最有名，但它其实是摩西律法的一部分而已。
So what was the purpose of all these laws?
这些律法的目的是什么呢？
It was firstly to help Israel to live her life in this promised land.
首先是让以色列在应许之地生活。
Teach them how to live properly between them and God in order that they will have blessings and not curses.
教导他们如何在上帝那里生活，以得到上帝的祝福。
Linked to that, the laws will also show them how they really stand as people who really need God.
也看到他们是如何的需要上帝。
Because before a righteous and just God,Israelites like us were hopeless and helpless.
因为在公义的上帝面前，就像我们是无助和绝望的。
It's also worth remembering that part of the Mosaic, this Mosaic law is a bilateral contract.
这个摩西的律法，这个是双边的。
Which means that in order for the contract to be valid, both sides have to do something.
要这个有效的话，双方都需要。做些事情。
That's where the word bilateral too, bilateral comes from. And what did Israelites have to do?
以色列需要做的。
They were told that in order to receive God's blessings, they had to be faithful and obedient.
他们要得到上帝的祝福，他们就必须虔诚和顺从。
So all this maybe sounds a little legalistic to us still.
这些听起来有一点那个墨守成规的感觉。
So the good news for us is that while the Mosaic Law was good and spiritual, it was only temporary.
虽然它是很好的，但是它是暂时的。
It taught the Israelites how to live in all areas of their lives, but it was only meant to be enforced till the coming of Messiah.
它教导以色列人如何在他们各个的不同领域上面生活，如何去生活。
And with the coming of Christ, there was a new covenant established.
在基督再来的时候，有一个新约会成立。
So today, we don't have to follow the exact laws of Deuteronomy.
所以今天我们就不需要完全的遵守那个生命记里的那些律法。
So today, instead of being commanded to carry out levirate marriages, we're told things like we need to love one another.
今天我们被教导要彼此相爱。
And other general instructions.For example, to feed his sheep.
例如喂养他的羊。
So it seems that the instructions we have today are a little less specific.
今天我们看到的那些指示有点不太明确。
However, they're no less easy to carry out.
但他们也不容易去做。
When I was preparing for today's passage, a couple of verses stood out to me.
今天我在准备这个经文的时候，有一些经节特别的突出。
In verse 5, the obligation is to fulfill the duty of a brother-in-law.
在第五节提到要尽弟兄的本分。
Verse 7, the widow can complain, he will not fulfill the duty of a brother-in-law.
那个寡妇可以
complain.
抗议他不要履行这个义务。
And there's that word, duty.
那个字本分。
If you look at Deuteronomy superficially, it seems to be a list of laws setting up a lot of duties.
你单单表面看那个生命记，似乎是很多的律法。
And it doesn't help that Deuteronomy has a long list of things.
生命记里有一个很长的那个清单列表。
But if that's the feeling you get from Deuteronomy, then that's not the feeling you might get from reading New Testament.And the new covenant.
如果那是你看《生命记》得到的感受，当你看《新约》的时候，你不应该会得到这同样的感受。
So instead of duty, what is there?
如果不是本分，那是什么呢
？Okay. So what connotations does the word duty bring up for you?
这个本分的意思是什么呢
？And as boys got duty, maybe.
当兵的是做那个守卫。
Duty has been defined as some kind of legal of obligation or responsibility. It could be moral or legal.
本分被定义为一种道德或法律的义务。
For professionals, we have duties that are imposed by our jobs. For example, if you're a lawyer, doctor, accountant, engineer.
如果你是专业人士，例如律师啊、教师啊，你也有一个那个一个本分。
The technical word for this is duty of care.
它的就是执着所需。
So when I was preparing this, I just was wondering, given the Asian context that we live in, I'm wondering if sometimes your life feels that it's a long list of duties and obligations.
在我准备这个讲章的时候，我想到你是不是觉得我们的生活是一个无尽的那个列表？
I wonder if specifically your Christian journey sometimes feels like it's a list of things that you have to do.
你基督徒的那个旅程是不是就是跟着那个列表清单列表
？For example, coming to church, serving in ministries, doing the right things, saying the right things, are they just obligations?
例如来教会说该说的，不该说那些不该说的。
Sometimes you may feel the weight of these bear on you. You may feel that.They're quite restrictive and quite onerous.
有时候你会觉得非常的繁重，非常的约束。
I'm not saying that our life or our Christian walk should be a bed of roses, but I'm just saying that sometimes, it seems that duty takes prominence and there's very little else.
我不是说全部都会称心如意，但是有时候本分是突出的。
So let's take another example. We're at the start of the Christmas festive season.
另一个例子，我们现在是在圣诞节佳节的开始。Yeah.
So after Christmas, there'll be New Year, then there'll be Chinese New Year.
过后将是新年，然后就是农历新年。
So there'll be many gatherings, meetings, parties, and some you go because you want to go and enjoy them, and others you go just because you have to go and you might just be enduring them.
有很多的聚会，有些你去是因为你享受那聚会，有些是因为你必须要去。
So do you sit there sometimes thinking, oh, why am I here? Why do I have to come?
你会坐在那边想，为什么我来这里？
I don't even know. Maybe you're sitting in sermon now, sometimes thinking, why am I here? Why do I have to come?
可能你在讲这个讲堂里，你会觉得为什么我在这里？为什么我要来这里？
So do you go to gatherings or come to church out of a sense of duty?
你有没有去这些？聚会或者来教会是因为出于那个要敬的本分。
Or do you go because it's important to somebody? It's important to your parents, your friends, your children, and you love them, so you try to do your best as what they want.
还是因为对你的朋友、对你的父母、对你的孩子来说是重要的，所以你尽量去做他们想要你做的。
I don't really like being told what to do. I'm really terrible with taking instructions.
我不喜欢被告知要做些什么，我。不喜欢被人家指示。
So it's a feeling that comes out in me. Although I know the person telling me is correct, yes, it's the right thing to do. They're senior to me, or is my boss. I should listen to her. Yes.
虽然我知道对方是前辈，他所说的也是对的。
Maybe I have a problem with authority, or I'm just too proud.
可能我对那个权威有意见，或者是我也太骄傲了。
So when I feel this coming out within me, I have to calm down and remind myself to look back at the example of Christ.
当我觉得这种感觉上来的时候，我必须回到基督那里。
I think of his obedience, which sprung from his love for his God the Father and his love for us, his sheep.
那个是从他对父和我们这些羔羊的和子民的爱涌现出来。
So for us as a church, I know many of us may have been in church for many years.
对我们这些来教会很多年的兄弟姐妹
，Many of us may have multiple ministries.
我们可能在很多不同的侍奉里服事。
Yeah, you may have 2, 3, 4 different roles to play.
你可能有两三四个角色需要去做。
So for this season, I invite you to think about to go back to God and consider your own heart.
在这个季节里，我要求你。回到上帝面前，聆听自己的心。
and to ask him to search and to reveal to you what you might want to focus on for Advent and for the New Year.
叫他搜索你和显示给你你要做什么。
So we've talked about the idea of duty, feeling like you have to do something.
我们讲到那个本分，就是该去做的东西。
So I would suggest that on the spectrum or the continuum, maybe the other side would be the idea of love.
啊，在另一方另一个镜头就是爱。
There is some overlap. Yes, you can love someone and then feel that you owe them a duty to do something.
他们是有重叠的，你可以爱一个人，然后觉得有那个要去尽个本分，对他有要尽个本分。
But for this season, I'm suggesting that we look to see if we're at both, at either of the extremes of this.
啊，在这季节里，我要求大家来看这两个极端。
So firstly, maybe we can ask if things for us have veered too much of the side, to the side of being a duty.
第一，我们来看一下我们是否太过偏向于那个尽本分那一方面。
Actually, people cannot tell by looking at the way you act. We don't know whether it's duty to you or you're doing it for love. This is all really between you and God.
其实外人是看不出的，只有你和上帝知道而已。
So is Christian life for you becoming a list of obligations and tasks? Is it becoming like a to-do list?
你的基督徒生活是不是已经成为一个义务的那个清单和无尽的那些责任吗？
I'm not saying to throw in the towel. Oh, I don't feel like love. I just feel it's a duty. Let's stop. No.
我不是说要认输。
But I am stating, if you feel that way, to take a step back, look beyond the list and obligations.
我是说要退一步，超越那个代办事项的那个列表和本分。
Step back and look at the reason why you wanted to do all these things in the first place.
看一下，检讨一下你当初为什么要做这些事情的那个原因。
The bigger picture should be God the Father and Jesus.
以大局来看，就是上帝是那个你的父和上帝是父。
So they're the reason that you are doing all these, and the things you do should be the outward expression of your relationship with them.
你的外在表现是能衬托出你和他们的关系。
So the things you do should be the expression of your faith and love in God and your hope in what He stands for.
你所做的事应该是你对上帝的信心和爱，以及你希望他所代表的。
So that's one end, the excessive duty end.
所以这是那个本分的那个尽头。
So on the other end, the other question to ask is, has things veered towards perhaps too few outward expressions?
另外一个方面就是看你是不是已经朝向那个太少的那个外在表现的那一方面去。
It's all very well to have a warm, fuzzy relationship with God.
和上帝有温馨的关系是非常好的。
But if you believe, for example, that He asks you to feed His sheep, then how are you acting that out in your lives?
如果你相信他要我们喂养他的羊群，那你要做些什么呢
？What ministries are you helping with? What are you praying for and concerned with?
你要在哪一个事工服事呢？你要为哪些事项来祷告呢
？So some of these things you help with, they don't have to be inside church, they could be outside as well.
你不一定要在教会内做，你也可以在教会以外做。
So I'll ask you a specific question. We've been listening to Deuteronomy for months and months. Well, it seems that way to me.
我们已经听了，花了好几个月时间来听那个《生命记》。
There are lots of ideas of social justice in there, helping the weak and the defenseless.
有很多那个社会公益的理念，或者是帮助那些软弱的。
So in these Deuteronomy months, was there any single one thing that you have done differently as your response to it?
在这个所谓生命记的月份里，你有做些什么不一样的东西吗？
It could be something big and obvious, like volunteering your time and energy with people.
可能是非常明显的，就好像说你奉献你的时间和精力。
It could be something a bit more discreet. For example, you decide that you're concerned about a group of people, and you try to find out about them and pray for them.
也可能是你为某一组的人祷告。
So for this season, I ask that we remember Jesus, the reason for the season.
在这个季节里，我希望兄弟姐妹们纪念耶稣。
I ask that as we go about our festivities and our gatherings, some happy, some maybe more reluctantly.
在我们去那些聚会，有些可能是我们很开心的去，有些可能是我们不大愿意去的。
That we look around and ask ourselves about why we're doing this.
我们问自己，我们为什么做这些东西
？Reconnect with the person, the reason why we do what we do.
重新和那个人联系上，告诉他我们为什么要做这些东西。
Because in this season of Advent, we remember Jesus.
因为在这个降临节，我们纪念耶稣。
And Jesus, who died for us, who came to earth, who had his ministry, he didn't do it for duty.
他为我们死，不是出于本分。
He did it for love.
他是出于爱。
So we take him as an example.
我们应该以他为榜样。
To see how we should be having a relationship with God and also expressing that through the things that we do.
来如何和上帝之间的那个的关系，以及从我们所做的能表现出来。
Okay, so let us pray.Let us bring this all to God in prayer. Our Father in heaven, Father, we thank you for the gift of Christ, Lord. We thank you for the new covenant. We thank you for the relationship that we have with you. And Father, we thank you for bringing us to you, maybe some of us since we were children, some of us more recently. In this season of Advent, we ask that you help us to remember the person of Jesus and his love and obedience. And we ask that we take this to draw strength from that it might help us to do all the things that we need to do in our lives. Father, for those of us who maybe feel a bit tired, maybe feel like we have too much to do, maybe feel like, why do we have to take all this on? Lord, we ask for new energy and new strength. We ask that you refresh our hearts and give us a new spirit. Father, for some others who maybe have been taking things a little easy, Lord, we also ask that you speak to them and show them that as you have loved us,you would like us to express that love to others as well. In this season of Advent, indeed, you are the beautiful Savior. You're the King above all kings and the Lord above all lords. And Lord, give us the strength, give us the hope, Lord, that we might want to live it out in our daily lives. All this I pray in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.